Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. I am Tony C. Smith, just for anyone on Tales to Terrify who doesn't know us. I thought I would just put out a little message. We lost Larry last night against his fight with cancer. Larry passed away. And I just wanted to let everyone know, you know, our thoughts and our prayers are with Cecilia, his wife, lovely wife, what she's going through now. You know, we all there for you, Cecilia. You know, and Larry was just a fantastic friend. You know, to me, he was a big brother, you know, a great uncle. I just never met him, you know, in the kind of real world, but I was so close to Larry. You know what I mean? He was one of them people that you could talk to, and you could ask him things and ask him to do things. And this is just, you know, to be taken away. You know, we're all in kind of shock at it. You know, what a great man Larry was, you know, a writer, a director, you know, yeah, a fantastic husband, a fantastic friend, but a great mentor as well. Do you know, when you see all the pourings out on Facebook, you realise how lovely this man was and how sorely he will be missed. And like I say, it just, you know, within a couple of months, you know, this thing's come and took Larry away. And I just want to let everyone know that, you know, Starship Sova, Tales to Terrify, and all the District of Wonders, you know, we're just celebrating a great man's passing. And he was a true great man, you know, a true friend. And I've dug out a recording that I did for a now defunct podcast. And it's actually quite, you know, it hits the heartstrings when you listen to it anyways. But it just proves how good Larry was. You know, I sent a few words over, and Larry, in his office in City Hall, under a desk, trying to get the right atmosphere, recorded this piece, and we put some music together. And a big thank you to Diane, who kind of sung the words to this. This is a few years ago now. It was just a promo for a podcast, and like I say, it's defunct. But I'll play it at the end of this little talk, just to let you know, what, you know, the kind of how Larry embraced everything and just made such great recordings. You know, what a gentleman who could come over and just narrate stories, and you would just listen and listen, just be captured in, you know, in his enthusiasm as well. And with Larry as a podcaster, you know, I always wanted to set up Tales to Terrify, and I didn't want to really have anything to do. I wanted Larry to, you know, Larry was always the one. I just wanted, it had to be Larry, and I just wanted Larry to kind of just develop it in his style. And he's took that show and just made it fantastic. You know, just build it up to its own uniqueness. And just know that everyone over at Tales to Terrify will be sorely missed that Larry has passed away. It's such a quick and short illness. A great man, you know, and Stephen stepped in to take over the reins of Larry. So big thank you to Stephen to kind of help out there. As things unfold, Tales to Terrify will, you know, hopefully still keep going on. The things that I remember about Larry is it was always a pleasure to work with him. Do you know, no matter what task I sent and asked of, Larry did it, you know, and just did it to, like, you know, 110, 150%. What came back was just fantastic. And I think everyone who's worked with Larry can say that, you know, threw himself into everything, writing stories for her, you know, narrating, doing the podcast, a true great man who, like I say, I woke up this morning and it's just rocked. I think it's rocked everyone. You know, Larry was such a nice and lovable person, and he will be sorely missed. I think we are all just so saddened by Larry's passing. But, you know, his voice will live on. You know, Tales to Terrify there, the shows are there, the stories are there, the stories are narrated, are out there. It's a pleasure to put them on the site and to keep them up and running, you know what I mean? A great honour to Larry, a man, a true friend to me, a big brother, a big uncle, you know, who I will sorely miss. As a little mark of respect, we'll not run our show, Starship Sofas, on Wednesday, and we'll not run Tales to Terrify on Friday. After that, we'll, you know, carry on as regardless. But this week, we just want a time to remember Larry. Rest in peace, my friend.
Are you listening? Yeah. I guess this will be my last broadcast. if you have been listening over the last few... if you've been listening over the last couple of weeks, you'll know things... I have not been going so well for the resistance. We lost a lot of good men, and you're about to lose another. I met them today. Blood and Chrome podcast. Two great men. I believe in what they say. They want to unite the tribes of man. And how we must fight. Fight for what is ours. I want you to believe in them. You must believe in them. We must fight for our freedom. Freedom for all mankind. not much time. I killed a Cylon today with my own hands. Gun jams. Next thing I know, this metal bastard is looming over me. I don't think it expected me to charge. I killed it with a screwdriver. Yeah. Frackin' screwdriver. Okay. Type 4 standard. Used to fix bookshelves to walls. Can you believe it? I killed a Cylon with a Type 4 standard fracking screwdriver. It's off. Look. The Blood and Chrome podcaster, they're calling me a hero. Oh, love of God. I know I leave this war as a hero for killing a Cylon. Thank God for that. I used to work in City Hall. Sat in a room, hot little room, closed off. Nobody saw me from day to day. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. And now, that little guy in that little room, now that guy killed a Cylon. So, point is, they die. I know this now. And so do you, and that gives me hope. They die! The bastards die! You know? You know, in the movies, when the hero gets shot, there's no pain. Well, it hurts. It hurts a lot. It got me. It got me 3 times as I was jamming away with my Type 4 screwdriver. And it's lying here next to me with that constant beeping going off all the time. I guess. I guess the last thing it did was send out a tracking signal. Well, let them come. Not sure how many, but I got them covered. I've been left a few weapons, you see, if I can cause as much damage as possible. Well, this old building is booby-trapped. I just have to flip a switch. Well, look, one more thing. We will win this war. We are beginning to fight back. The Cylons didn't expect that. There are some brave men and women laying down their lives for the freedom of others. So, look, I sit and I wait, but please, please, listen to the Blood and Chrome podcast. We've rigged up a makeshift network. I find them online at bloodandchromepodcast.com. Follow them, bloodandchromepodcast.com. Listen to them. bloodandchromepodcast.com. That's all I ask. Follow the Blood and Chrome podcast. I keep saying it. I keep saying it, but you got to listen. They talk. They talk of a new hero uniting the tribes of man once more. He's also spreading the meaning of freedom. They hail him. They hail him as our new savior. I don't know about that. But anyway, it gives me hope once more. He's called Adama. Okay. Are you listening? Yeah. They're here now. I can see them from up here. They've got the place surrounded. There's more than I thought. Well, that's good. That's good!
Come on! Come on! Closer! Closer! Guess who killed one of your buddies? That's right. It's up here. Come on, you freaking tin pots. You get what's coming. I killed one of you today. It felt good. Oh, so good. I killed it with my bare hands. A man. Nothing more. Born out of love. He killed one of your motherfuckers with his bare hands. Me. How do you like that? They're here. Motherfucking pigs! Let me take you somewhere! Special!
Thank you. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.